Dual Impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on Demon Hunter's new album, True Defiance.
Hey everyone, welcome to Dual Impressions. My name is James. I've got Nick with me as usual. Say hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
There he is. And we are here to talk about Demon Hunter's latest release, which is a bit of a style change from anything we've reviewed thus far. But I'm really looking forward to it. The album is called True Defiance. It was released on April 10th of this year, and it is their sixth full-length album. It comes from Solid State, which they've been with for, I believe, their entire career, if not, it's close to it. And we're going to dissect this thing, as we're prone to do. I'm a fan of Demon Hunter. I have not listened to them in years, however, just because other things have taken up time as far as musical listening goes. But I listened to their first three albums, and then they kind of fell off the radar as I shifted to listening to a lot more rap. So I've got a little bit of history, but I've missed out on their most recent ventures up until this one. So I'm excited. Are you excited, Nick?
Yeah, let's do this. Although these guys, if we say anything bad, they're kind of thuggish and like big and brutish, so they might actually track us down. Though we should probably be really nice. Oh, I should probably be really
so nice. So we weren't concerned about dissing Lil Wayne, who might come try to shoot us, but we're not. But we're going to be concerned about the like Christian hardcore band.
Well, they've got lots of tattoos, and they're big.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's not big. All right, no, conceded.
Win.
All right, Demon Hunter, True Defiance. What are your thoughts, Nick?
I'm with you. It's been kind of an odd journey for me with Demon Hunter. I never really liked that type of music, and so growing up, I never really listened to it. But you know,
right.
While at Iola, everyone's kind of bouncing around to Demon Hunter, and it's like, well, this is preferable to most other Christian music. So I started listening to it, and you know, the first couple albums I kind of liked scattered songs, and that's kind of how I noticed I tend to react with most music. I'll find like two tracks I love, and I like Chappelle. I have Envy off the new album. I've listened to it like 600 times, and I haven't listened to any other song off that album really.
I swear,
Demon Hunter. So I have 300 or 451 plays of Fading Away off Storm the Gates of Hell, and that's the only track off that album I actually have in iTunes.
Dude,
so I have a bit of a history with Demon Hunter, and it sounds like Demon Hunter. I mean, that's I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the first time I was it's like slipping into a nice pair of slippers. It's like, I recognize this feeling. I'm not much has changed, and that's a good thing. Overall, I wasn't blown away, but it was like seeing a nice relative again.
I swear.
Very big and muscly and tattooed relative who loves Jesus quite a bit, so that's always positive.
You have such a weird way of listening to music. Like, I've noticed this in the last, five or six reviews we've done, and just throughout reviewing with you, you're like, yeah, I really thought this album was not bad, but there was this one track that I listened to like 800 times in the last week. I'm like, how did you even do that? And I'm never quite sure. We talked about this in the Man Up album, when you're like, yeah, that track Courage, I have like 400 listens, and we're like, what? You've had the album for like 3 days. How did you do that? You consistently make me laugh with your listening ability.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like that with anything. If I find one little thing I really like, I love it till it's like ashes in the ground.
Right.
So, and if everything else is like, it's all right, but it doesn't match up to, this. Like, example, Drake's Take Care song off, well, title track off Take Care. We'll listen to it like 50 times in like the past 2 days. Couldn't give a rip. That one's for you, Calvin. Couldn't give a rip about any other track off that album. So I've noticed I'm kind of weird like that. It's like, one song is clearly the best song in the album. I don't have to listen to the rest of the album. So,
yeah.
And that track here for me was, I actually had two. One of them is the, I think it's, if I remember correctly, there's no lyrics. It's Means to an End.
Yeah, that's the instrumental track on this one.
Yeah. And that came when I was driving home at night and no lights, just except for my headlights and, through the hills and all that stuff and, Southern Orange County. Like, this is really nice, Really nice, mellow, fit, just, it's one of those, you had to be there, so to speak.
Right.
And the other track that I really liked was God Forsaken.
Yeah, that was a good track.
That was a nice one, so. What were your tracks? What stood out to you on this one?
Yeah, so my general impression of the album is that on first listen, I really felt like this was just another Demon Hunter release. They hadn't shifted too much, which isn't a bad thing. They've always been some of the most poetic artists out there. They've always been really thoughtful with their lyrics. Perhaps a bit on the depressed and dark side for my normal tastes, but definitely really poetic, really well written. But getting all the way through the album, I realized that there are a couple of shifts from at least their first three albums. I can't really speak to the fourth and fifth albums, but at least from the first three, you've got a little bit more of a diversity of the way that the screams are portrayed. You've got a little bit less formulaic of a presentation. In the beginning of their career, they were really known for growling, thumping verses with a quickly sung chorus, and that was just what they did. They shift that up a little bit. You got some screaming on choruses, you've got some singing in verses, things like that, which was a really nice shift. As far as standout tracks, I've got a second Godforsaken. I thought that was really good. I loved Someone to Hate, and I loved We Don't Care. Those are the three tracks that really did it for me.
Yeah, those were given 4 stars, so not my top, but definitely I think we agree each track we've cited are the standout tracks on the album. What track did you, and here we get, I want you to be mean right now because I'm sick of being the mean jerk on these. Which track did you not like?
Oh, yeah, I don't really think about what tracks I don't like, so let me look at this track list real quick. Because you like to put me on the spot, Nick.
Yes, I do. You're so cute when you get flustered, so.
You know, I actually was not quite sure what to do with My Destiny.
Yep, that was a 2-star 1 for me.
It was also
6 times in a row. I was like, this just doesn't work for me.
Well, and it's interesting because it's the track they did a music video for.
Really?
Yeah, which the video was okay. I mean, it wasn't amazing, unless I'm mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't amazing, but... Yeah, I mean, the video was okay, that is. I wasn't a fan of the song. So I think that was the low point of the album for me, and a really sad decision for a video, but you're never quite sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, what was the other one? The opening song, Crucifix? I don't know. That track, I listened to it a couple times, and it got me into the Demon Hunter, the slippers, motif I used earlier.
Right.
But at the same time, I was like, oh yeah, that's right, I forgot. These slippers are really nice and comfy, but I look on the bottom and they're so thin, I can step on bubblegum and tell you what flavor it is, you know? And so it basically reminded me of everything I didn't like about Demon Hunter. But then, of course, they throw Godforsaken right after. I'm like, ah, yes, your sins are atoned for, my friends.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that sentiment.
Oh, I hope they do, because I don't want to die.
Yeah, this release has got me curious about what they've done in the last couple releases, because I really appreciate the growth between this and their third album, which was quite a while ago. I'm really wondering what they've done in between.
Storm the Gates of Hell was actually a pretty solid album.
That was
Boy's a good track. Thorns is just dark and just emotional. Like, they do melodies so well. I wish they did more melody.
They really do.
Yeah, like their screamy stuff, it's like, yeah, that's good. I prefer As I Lay Dying. I think they actually managed to work that a lot better. But Demon Hunter does melody like every melodic track they do is just, it hits my soul. What little crusty bit there is left of it, it hits my soul.
Right. Well, and it's the same vocalist, too. I mean, he's pulling off
the
Duke
is insane.
He's pulling off these crazy growls, but then like jumps right into a perfectly melodic harmony for the chorus. And I'm just like, what? Like, what's happening?
He's not even using auto-tune.
No, he sounds great.
Sounds great.
All right.
And I would go... Should we wrap this up?
Go ahead. You got one more thought? Right, yeah, do that. Then we'll jump
in. As usual, I've noticed a consistency with Demon Hunter. The vocalist stands out as the strong point for me. The music, the melodic stuff that tends to be really good, and you have Godforsaken, you have We Don't Care, which is a solid track. You know, musically, they're solid. You know, I with the exception of the 2 tracks, I can't knock them for that.
Right.
But I've noticed that every track I've ever liked about them, it's not because of the music, it's because of his voice.
Yeah.
And so for me, the album makes or breaks on his voice. And so this album, since when he does screaming, honestly, he sounds like every other screamo guy. And that's not to diss them, because most screamo guys, like As I Lay Dying, can pull it off really well. But nothing stands out amongst them. It's just guys screaming, you know?
Right.
But when he sings, whew, you know?
Yeah, so, I will give him credit as a screamer, because he is, in my opinion, he's easier to understand than a lot of artists in this genre.
Fair enough. Truth.
So he's good at enunciating, which is a little difficult to find. He's not perfect. I mean, there's only so much you can do when you're letting out growls, but he is a bit easier to pick up on what he's saying, and that's part of the reason I've always been able to appreciate their poetic nature. But I will second what you said about it really comes down to their singer, and I think that's been really true in the history of what band members have remained, because the singer and I think the bass player are the only two original members. So it's really interesting that they've got this very natural progression, but also like very Demon Hunter music sound for their entire discography. But then you've got it's because the vocalist is what really ties them together. The music gets better because they get better as musicians, but even as they swap out musicians and you might expect a little bit of a setback or a little bit of a major shift, at the end of the day, because it's the same vocalist, you really end up with a very, very Demon Hunter sound.
Yeah, the voice gives you instant Demon Hunter, you know, gratification. Oh, Demon Hunter, you know, yep. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess in wrapping it up for me,
yeah, it's, go for it.
The vocalist works. The guy's voice is always an overdrive, and when it's not an overdrive, it's beautiful still. And so, for me, the music I can really just give and take. But his voice stands out so strongly that I can't just, I have to give him mad props just for his voice alone. And so, you know, the decent tracks, the somewhat kind of repetitive screamo kind of thing, although granted, I agree with you, he's a lot easier to understand than like other guys.
Right.
And I still think he's easier to understand than James Hetfield from Metallica, because I can never understand what the guy's saying. But overall, musically, nothing stands out to me. But his voice is just killer. So for me, it gets a 3. I've never done a split like this. I'm going to go 3.25 out of 5.
Wow. You're going to make the math hard in a minute.
Get your I'm going to make the math difficult.
Get your calculator ready.
It's up.
Yeah, so Demon Hunter is back with their 6th album. Do you like Demon Hunter? You'll probably like this album. Some fans have told me that it's a bit of a shift, and it's difficult to see, having not listened for the last couple albums. To me, it feels like a natural progression from where they were back on their first 3 albums. If you really like Ryan Clark's growls and singing, you're going to really like this album. I think he pulls things off better than he ever has, even though it's completely consistent with the way Demon Hunter has always been. That said, Demon Hunter is one of the best in their genre. I really believe that. I think musically, they've tightened it up a little bit. They've gotten a little bit more succinct, a little bit more direct with the way that they pull things off. And for that, I can't blame them at all. I'm going to give this album a 4 out of 5.
Dang it, so we got to go 4.
That's going to be like a 3. What? 6? Something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the math again. All right, hold on, I'm doing the math.
Hurry up with the math.
3.25.
What? 3.725?
No. What? It's not like crap. I mean crud. Sorry, Calvin. Let's see. Shoot, I don't even know how to add this one up.
Do you need me to do it? Where's my calculator?
You need to do the calculator.
All right, 3. Look, this is really simple. 3.25 plus 4 equals divided by 2 equals 3.625 is the final score for Demon Hunter True Defiance.
You don't gotta say it like I'm stupid.
I'm sorry, Demon Hunter, that we took so long to figure out your final score. You probably...
It's a better rating than most, you know, we give, so...
They probably figured it out before we did. All right, thanks everyone for listening. My name is James, and this has been Nick. Say hello.
Hello.
Thanks for listening to Dual Impressions at the Christian Manifesto.